Recorded live just down the street from us at Chrysler Arena. When was the date, John?
December 10th, 1971.
I love that sonorous voice that you have. John Sinclair, our guest live here on Ann Arbor's 107.1, the subject of a new documentary film, 20 to Life, directed by Steve Gephardt, receiving its Ann Arbor premiere tomorrow at 7 p.m. So how long after
Steve
this show did you get
also.
Out? How long did you did it take for you to get out of prison?
3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, the show was Friday night. I got out Monday. They gave me an appeal bond. Pretty far out.
People have the power, my friend.
That was our message.
Yeah.
No, that was such a beautiful thing, man. When we were talking earlier, and it made me think about Hayes telling me about John Lennon coming, and then when it finally sank in, you just thought, man, all the hard work we've did, all this, because I really fought this for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 5 years from when I was arrested to when I was released. So I fought it for 2.5 years, trying to establish that the marijuana laws were unconstitutional, that marijuana was not a narcotic, and that 10 years for possession of marijuana was cruel and unusual punishment. Well, I tried to do all this on a pretrial basis, and they said you have to have a conviction in order to appeal these things. So we got the conviction, and then the unexpected part was, and I don't know why, but they wouldn't give me an appeal bond. They actually ruled, the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled that I was a danger to society and couldn't be allowed out of. So that's how they held me for 2.5 years, for 2 joints of weed.
For two joints of weed.
Yeah, totally nuts. But eventually people caught on, and then when John Lennon came to Ann Arbor, and they said, man, John Lennon's coming to look into this. You know, what the hell?
Uh-huh.
What are we doing here? You know, we've really made a mistake. And so then everybody started to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but enough so that
enough
the courts could rule and the legislature changed the laws.
Mm-hmm. And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah.
All of this covered in the film 20 to Life, which you can see tomorrow night. Reception at 6:30 p.m. The screening is going to be at 7 o'clock. And again, it's here at the Michigan Theater, the Ann Arbor premiere tomorrow night at
Steve
7.
Steve Gephardt will be here.
Steve will be there. Oh, excellent. Good. The director's going to be there in person.
Because I know you're a film maniac.
Right? Oh, I'm a
you
nut.
Ralph used to go to Toronto.
Just went again, my friend, in September. Saw some great music. Saw the Bob Dylan biopic, I'm Not There.
Oh,
which is
I was just reading a big story.
Yeah, the New York Times. Yeah, fascinating.
I read the papers, so I'm up on the things that make the papers.
You're even on Britney Spears,
were
saying.
Just don't
you're,
listen to the record.
Right, there you
Once
go.
Once I'm in a coffee shop where they're playing, they're like, I heard Eminem in Amsterdam.
You hear that? Are you still based there?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Good.
But I mean, I had avoided them successfully up until earlier
up until this year. Earlier
I'm
this year.
The Dolphins, and all of a sudden this thing comes on, and I say, wait a minute, that's got to be Eminem.
And it was.
Yeah, and then I heard the Black Eyed Peas. Anyway. I mean, with all due respect, I think the great thing about life is that you can listen to whatever you want to, and you don't have to listen to anything you don't want to.
Yeah.
That's part of being a free person, I think.
Which is something you have espoused from the beginning.
I respect everyone else's taste. Just don't make me listen to it, and I won't make you listen to the little Walter outtakes. You know.
Oh, you can make me listen to the little Walter outtakes any day, pal. Well, we got to let you run. John Sinclair, our guest, the subject of the film 20 to Life.
Can I say one other thing?
Yeah,
tomorrow
absolutely.
Night after the screening,
yes.
Jeff Grand, one of the stars of the film, is going to join me, and we're going to do a performance at the Firefly Club, the new Firefly
Club. Excellent. So an after party at the Firefly.
Yeah, after party,
All
people
right.
who have their tickets, I don't know, Adam's got some kind of scheme to allow those who bought tickets to get into
the movie to get to the Firefly.
You know, we're trying to be up to date here.
All right, sounds good. John Sinclair, thanks for stopping. I'm getting
and
up
we'll
real
have
early.
A DVD for sale.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that is it
this
is being
is a
issued
commercial
a DVD.
Station, I can say proudly that we'll have the DVD for sale in the lobby.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
It's released officially. It drops on October 30th.
Fantastic. John, thanks for stopping by. It's good to see
Martin,
you.
It's great to see you, man.
Take
I'll
care
see
of
you tomorrow.
All right, we'll be there. Sounds good. This is Ann Arbor's 107.1. We continue with the Talking Heads. It's 9:39.